This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. North Korea has fired more missiles. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles towards its eastern waters. Meanwhile, the United States has redeployed one of its aircraft carriers near the Korean Peninsula in response to the North's recent launch of a powerful missile over Japan. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says these numerous launches are unlawful.
These launches violate multiple Security Council resolutions and pose a threat to not only the region, but to the entire international community.
South Korea says the recent launches were made 22 minutes apart. South Korea has boosted its surveillance posture and maintains a readiness in close coordination with the United States. And Japan's prime minister says the recent missile launches are absolutely intolerable. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Volodymyr Zelensky said Ukrainian forces have retaken more settlements in Kherson, one of the partially Russian-occupied southern regions that Moscow claims to have annexed. With the Russian forces retreating from front lines in the south and east, Zelensky said in a late-night video address on Wednesday that areas to the northeast of Kherson City had been liberated. At the United Nations, Russia is lobbying for a secret ballot instead of a public vote next week when the 193-member UN General Assembly considers whether to condemn Moscow's move to annex Donetsk and Luhansk in the east and Kherson and Zaporizhia in the south after staging referendums in the provinces. Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law on Wednesday to incorporate the four regions into Russia. Ukraine says it will never accept an illegal seizure of its territory by force. This is VOA News. Ethiopia's government and rival Tigrayan forces said on Wednesday they have accepted an invitation by the African Union to participate in peace talks aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The talks are set to be held this weekend in South Africa. There will be the first formal negotiations between the two sides since the war broke out in November 2020, with Ethiopian forces launching an offensive in the northern Tigray region in response to attacks by the Tigray People's Liberation Front. The conflict has led to a civil war and famine that has killed hundreds of thousands of civilians and uprooted millions of others. Both sides had previously said they were prepared to participate in AU-mediated talks, but intense fighting has continued to rage across Tigray. A new study says widespread drought across large parts of Europe, the United States, and China this past summer was made 20 times more likely by climate change. The drought dried up major rivers, destroyed crops, sparked wildfires, threatened aquatic species, and led to water restrictions in Europe. A global coalition of scientists who study the link between extreme weather and climate change say this type of drought would only hit the northern hemisphere once every 400 years, if not for human-caused climate change. Now they expect these conditions to repeat every 20 years. One scientist says if the trend continues, these types of droughts could occur every year. One way to respond to the worldwide problem of food waste, change the expiration dates on food. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Shoppers like Kevin Amaral look at the best before label.
It gives me a sense of an understanding of the timeline for the food.
Patty Apple is manager of Food Shift, a California nonprofit that collects and uses expired or imperfect foods.
They read these dates and then they assume that it's bad, they can't eat it, and then they toss it. When these dates don't actually mean that they're not edible or they're not still nutritious or, you know, tasty.
Some UK markets have ditched best before labels on fruits and vegetables. Apple says look at what you want to buy.
Doing just a sniff test, or, you know, does it smell good? What's the texture? Like, does it still look like something you would eat regardless of the label?
There is growing momentum in the U.S. to standardize the language on date labels. I'm Ed Donahue.
Repeating our top story, North Korea has launched two ballistic missiles into its eastern waters after the U.S. redeployed an aircraft carrier in response to the North's earlier launch of a nuclear-capable missile over Japan. The launch is Tuesday with North Korea's sixth round of weapons tests in less than 2 weeks, adding to a record number of missile launches this year that has been condemned by the United States and other countries. Thursday's launches came as the U.S. aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan returned to waters east of South Korea. For more on this story and others, visit us at voanews.com. Reporting via remote.